It is now time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Health reporter Eleni Gale joins us with more on the positive COVID cases at Halinane, a nursing home in Makiki. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, yeah, this is a breaking story. We've got new information today.
Yeah, the state just came out with the announcement that Hawaii as a state saw 18 new cases of COVID today. All of them were in Honolulu or on the island of Oahu. But what I've been focusing on is what seems to be a growing outbreak at Halinane Rehabilitation and Nursing Center here on Oahu. There were 5 new cases there today, which is double what there were yesterday. So as of just now, 2 employees and 8 of their residents at Halinane have unfortunately been diagnosed with COVID-19.
And that's disheartening because we've been able to really keep those numbers down across the state. There was that one incident where we've had problems in Maui, but this one here in Honolulu with so many patients now.
Yeah, and, you know, we've seen this play out on the mainland, so it's definitely been a top concern. And unfortunately, it shows how quickly COVID-19 can kind of take hold. This current cluster of cases at Halinane, it started last week, Wednesday, when one of their nurses fell ill after completing their shift. So that nurse was sent home, was tested the next day, and received a positive diagnosis for COVID-19 that Friday. And so the affected unit, they haven't specified which unit it is, but they say about 17 or 20 residents live there. Now we're at, what is today? Today is Thursday. In just a week, you know, it's gone from one single employee to about 10 people affected. So, and also seeing nursing homes and COVID-19 clusters on the mainland, it is definitely a concern.
Now, I know the information is limited and this is just happening now, but do we have any handle on whether anyone's hospitalized?
As far as I could tell, one patient on Monday was transferred to a local hospital. They haven't specified about any new hospitalizations today. Earlier this week, they had said the residents who were ill or infected, they are in isolation, but we're still waiting to hear more details about that. Of course, the reason why we don't want to see COVID-19 in nursing homes or skilled nursing facilities or any long-term care facility for that matter is because the elderly folks are at higher risk for complications if they do get infected. And unfortunately, we've seen about 40% of all COVID-19 deaths nationwide have occurred in nursing homes.
Now, we have talked to the head of AARP here in Hawaii, Kayla E. Lopez, and then also Hilton Rathel with the Hawaii Healthcare Association. And they were talking about, the need to, test people as they come into these facilities just to make sure that you don't have people from the outside bringing it in.
Right. Yeah. And, ever since March, pretty much every elderly care facility has put in these really stringent protocol. People with loved ones, they aren't allowed to go see their family members. There's been this very strict no visitor policy. And they've been, stepping up infection control procedures. But there's also so much, a facility can do. And because of what seems to be asymptomatic transmission of the virus, folks like Kialii Lopez at AARP Hawaii are saying, we should definitely step up more preemptive testing regimens to see if we can catch this virus and to see if it's spreading underneath our noses. That's something that hasn't necessarily been conducted universally at elderly care facilities in Hawaii. And part of that is because diagnostic tests don't always detect the virus if folks are, tested perhaps a little bit early along in the infection period. But still, there's been a lot of calls for more at least routine surveillance testing to detect these types of outbreaks.
Yeah, we'll have to keep an eye on this developing story. But thanks so much, Eleni.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was reporter Eleni Gill with today's Reality Check. To read her story, visit civilbeat.org.